Hello, welcome to Module 12, English 1101. My job is to help guide you through this module, so what I'll do is what I've done in the other modules. We'll first go to the required work, and we'll go over that very quickly, and then we will go to an overview of what this module is really about and what it is intended to accomplish. So it should be pretty straightforward, and you'll probably enjoy it. So let's look at Module 12. First, please take out your PDA and view the classed video on capitalization. Complete the appropriate practice test. Then, complete the mastery test on capitalization. If you've submitted your first two essays to your professor for review, then, based on the returned comments, please revise, edit, and polish either your narrative essay or your descriptive essay. This new revised copy of either your narrative or your descriptive essay will become something that you will turn in. So it will become your first graded essay in your writing portfolio. Please label this assignment as graded essay 1. Remember to be sure to type or word process your essay. Now, if you did not send your essays to your professor and you have already completed graded essay 1, then review this essay one more time and then further revise and polish it if necessary before final inclusion in your writing portfolio. So let's think a bit about what the goals are of this module. This is basically a revision activity, which involves either peer review or self-assessment. So let's think a bit about it. First of all, look at the organization of your essay. Think about it. Is the principle of classification or division maintained consistently through the essay? Is the essay presented in a logical manner? Does it make sense? Is there a smooth flow between paragraphs? Now, we're looking at flow, but let's also look at stylistic features. And let's think about content features. What do you consider the best features of the essay you've written? And once you identify those, why do you think those are the best features? What did you learn about the topic from reading or writing the essay? Did you see a place where you needed more information? Let's look at causal relationships. Now, was there any place in your essay that you needed to convince your reader that a causal relationship exists? If so, did you do that by showing how the relationship works? One good way to do that is to prioritize. Put the main causes first. Do not confuse minor contributing factors with main causes. Let's look at your essay and let's identify problems. Are there any places where there are oversimplifications? Are there confusing sequences in time with causal relationships? Is there circular logic? For example, think about the argument that there's no parking. Well, there's insufficient parking because there are too many cars. That's circular, it's obvious, it doesn't really talk about the real issues. Is there bias in your essay? Are you promoting an agenda? Are you substituting belief or faith for hard evidence? Once you've finished your evaluation of your essay, please go back and make changes. This will help you make a very good essay, and it will also prepare you for the next time that you write an essay and you revise it. So this is your virtual guide, and we have finished Module 12. Congratulations.